From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is responding after the revelation of notes former FBI Chief Jim Comey took about their conversations.
The documents obtained by the AP show a series of startlingly candid talks in which the president tells Comey he has serious concerns about then National Security Advisor Mike Flynn's judgment, but also asks Comey to end an investigation into Flynn. This morning, he writes Flynn's life has been totally destroyed. While shady James Comey can leak and lie and make lots of money from a third-rate book that should never have been written. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A high school student in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida shot and wounded a classmate Friday. The same day, thousands of students across the country walked out of class to mark a high school massacre that occurred nearly two decades ago. The nationwide walkout was organized by students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where 17 students and staff members were killed by a former student February 14th. The Parkland massacre triggered a national grassroots campaign for more restrictive gun control, and they also is on the anniversary of the Columbine shooting. One Pena Jimenez is a high school student.
They put money, power, and greed over human lives, our lives. But it's time to stand here together because we know the truth. It's time to call BS!
Students from more than 2,600 high schools and other institutions across the country walked out of class, many wearing orange, which is a color that has come to represent the gun control movement. Washington area high school students rallied and marched on Capitol Hill Friday to demand action from U.S. lawmakers. More from VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reports a first group of 53 Sudanese refugees living in Chad has returned to the homes they fled more than a decade ago. The UN Refugee Agency says it hopes the first repatriation of Sudanese refugees will trigger the voluntary return of thousands more. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says North Korea is not imposing conditions on upcoming summits with him and U.S. President Donald Trump over banning nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula.
He also indicated that North Korea was open to discussing ending its nuclear program. Moon said the dialogue between the two Koreas must continue after the April 27 summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and the North Korea-U.S. summit, for which no date has been set. The two Koreas opened a hotline telephone connection between their leaders Friday, a week before the summit between Kim and Moon in the demilitarized zone. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Friday the U.S. inquired about Moscow's positions in Syria prior to last week's U.S. and allied airstrikes and avoided those areas. Meanwhile, a Reuters source says that some rebels from the Damascus suburbs will be evacuated to eastern Syria as President Bashar al-Assad accelerates efforts on the remaining holdouts. Matthew LaRotonda has that story.
Syrian state television, it's reporting that rebels in the last area not under government control in that part of the country have surrendered. These crowds are chanting that they're ready to sacrifice themselves for President Bashar al-Assad. It comes after bombardments from Syrian forces that also hit a refugee camp. The camp is in an area contested by warring factions of rebels and jihadists. It's unclear how many may have been killed or who controls it now.
A roadside bomb blast in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province killed at least five civilians and wounded more than 10 others. The victims were traveling to a district from the provincial capital of Jalalabad when their passenger vehicle struck the bomb. One person said the four children and two women were among those wounded. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. Taliban insurgents and militants linked to the Afghan branch of the Islamic State terrorist group there and several other districts are in the region, the volatile province borders Pakistan. A Zimbabwean parliamentary committee is summoning former leader Robert Mugabe to explain past comments on alleged diamond looting. First time a public institution has called him to account for such claims made during his 37-year rule. He resigned in November following a military intervention and extraordinary public demonstrations. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.